There's nothing else for us to do. No use just drinking in pubs. No future, nothing for us. So what do? We turn to crime, because nobody's got the time. For us? Who? Kids of the 80s. We don't go to school, we've given up. We don't give a fudge. Find a crime, just make one up. If you thought after 1979 punk rock was dead, think again. Infrariot, a forgotten UK punk band, didn't see it that way at all. They kept on rebelling and kept on rocking even as decades changed. And even as the music started getting less aggressive, less heavy, and turning more electronic with plenty of synthesizer involvement. Kids of the 80s was Infrariot's debut single, and it was released 42 years ago this week, October 7th, 1981. On Local Loft episode 298, we're going to throw it back to that time when synthesizers started dominating. Well, somewhat. Listening to the industrial, hard rock, and metal foundation of Death Pop Radio's second album, Medieval Electric, and you'll swear you're right back in it when the band who pretty much put industrial rock and metal on the map, Ministry, changed gears rapidly from a synth-pop-dominated dance groove with their debut album with Sympathy in 1983 to something much heavier, aggressive, with plenty of screaming. Courtesy of Al Jorgensen. At least that's what the inspiration sounds like to me. I don't know about you, Eric Williamhorn. Well, fill us in on what caused the radical change in direction compared to Death Pop Radio's self-titled debut of only 3 years ago. I also have some awful good news. Not about my throat, by the way, which, thanks to stubborn allergies and a change of weather, has kind of given out in me, but not completely. Don't worry, I'm working on getting it back. Tracy Trouble, Lucy Decay are back with a self-titled full-length debut album from Awful. It'll be quite a colorful affair, at least if you buy it on vinyl. And I've got details on when and where you can pick it up, especially an upcoming release show at The Empty Bottle this coming Wednesday. We rock back 10 years ago this week, when melodic hard rock bands were dominating the airwaves, at least on the Cat 105.5. In addition to Skillet, Sick Puppies, and Nickelback, there was Red Novella out of Aurora. They hoped to keep that sound alive with plenty of operatic melodic vocal delivery, which was a distinguishing characteristic of the aforementioned three bands. They kept it rocking even a little longer than the Cat, even rocking a packed crowd at Wyron Berwyn in 2016. I interviewed singer Jeremy Feinberg of Red Novella in the Cat 105.5 studio 10 years ago this week. Local Loft episode 298. No matter what the decade, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2000-tweens and 20s, an expanding music-loving crowd is keeping up with the many changes in the Chicago area's metal, punk, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop scene. Changes which are always focused upon on every episode of this podcast.
One of the hottest bands coming out of the Midwest. And when I say Midwest, I mean Midwest.
It's on the rhythm, take a listen.
The name of the band, Death Pop. Concert, first hard rock.
Electronically rechanneled for your listening pleasure on not just electronically rechanneled, but reimagined, I should say. It's a new direction, certainly, for Death Pop Radio, and the guy who will tell us how that new direction came about is Eric Williamhorn. He, the mastermind behind Death Pop Radio, he's on the line with us now. And, well, Eric, the new album, Medieval Electric, it's going to get a official release show this coming Friday at Brower House in Lombard. It's you, it's Pipe, and it's The Midnight Call, the new band featuring Taran de Pablos, formerly of Skinwalker, and also Fierce Atmospheres is what I was trying to say. But I can hear some differences here, most notably the more keyboards that are added in, but it's not on every track. Some are just flat-out rockers like on the first album. Songs like Demons and also Firelight, Death Pop Radio following kind of the same rock and groovy end of the first album. What do the keyboards, what do the electronics add to the sound of Death Pop Radio?
Well, I mean, we both, DJ and I, come from an industrial background where we both listen to and enjoy a lot of that. And it really was a product of necessity, as we are just the two of us nowadays. So we had to do a lot of programming and things like that. So there's just DJ and I. It's just a two-piece band, and we're doing a lot of things electronically these days.
Well, you know, some of the lyrics really stand out. It's algorithm-diculous. How did you come up with that?
Every now and then, I just like to merge words and create my own.
Yeah, so, you certainly have a way with them, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's just something I do every now and then. I've done it in the past. I think I did it on the first album as well with, I can't remember the word off the top of my head, but there was something else I did a similar maneuver with, just mixing some words. Surprised you caught that.
We'll be right back. Well, this new industrial direction is certainly very meticulous when you lay it down in the studio, but how is this going to work live on stage at Brower House on Friday? Any really effective kind of standout stage props, lighting, lasers, anything like that?
We're working on some of that. We've been actually doing it as a two-piece now for about a year. Kind of had a trial by fire of it a little over a year ago, opening up for Filter. We got asked to do that, and obviously that was something we didn't want to pass up on, but it was just the two of us, and we figured out a way to work it out. And at the time, we did a little half-hour show prior to the Filter show just to make sure that it would work. We did something at the Rock House, just a little half hour thing that the former owner was gracious enough to give us, and that was cool. And so far it's been pretty good. We do have some video things that we're working on. We're not going to have them ready yet for this gig by far, but yeah, we have some things planned in the future for doing some things that are more visually stimulating. And we're both visually stimulating in our know of ourselves, so that's all good too.
Well, you've gone back and redone two of the tracks actually from the self-titled debut. There's a new remix of Monster TV, a little more explicit, and also Rat Tail. Did you feel like the recordings on the first album, did you feel like they needed an upgrade, a remaster of sorts?
Sometimes it's just a matter of playing with things. I think when we did Monster TV and we started prepping things and we did some more of the drums a little bit more electronically, we kind of liked it, so we wanted to add that to the album. And with Rat Tail, that was just DJ effing off and wanted to make a cool mix. On the first album, I don't care. Call, I think it was on the first album, we had a remix of one of our songs, which was actually done by the Joy Thieves. They did a remix of one of our tunes, Like a Bomb. We had Like a Bomb redone.
I see that.
Remix of that. So it was kind of like a play on that, just another mix for you know, a little bit more of an industrial sound. The pre-chorus has changed up a little bit, stuff like that.
It's going to be quite the audio-visual spectacular that Death Pop Radio is putting on, and that's going to be this Friday the 13th. It's going to be a lucky day for any Death Pop Radio fans at Brower House in Montauk.
Yeah, you can't pass up our Friday the 13th show.
Luck will be on your side, believe me, and you'll have plenty of ministry fans and the industrial rock audience. Believe me, it's ever expanding, so you're going to have quite a lot on your side here, Eric.
Right on, thank you, man.
Go to BHouseLive.com for more about the show. Death Pop Radio, also Pipe and the Midnight Calls with Tarrant Pavlos. Eric, thank you for talking to us about the new Death Pop Radio album today.
You bet, man. Thanks for having me. Hope to see you Friday.
Steve's pounding beers. We got the Def Leppard man. We got a 5-foot bog. We got the Warhammer. Down in the
smoke. That saxophone would make a great pipe.
All our songs are about real stuff, so it's about, you know, what's been going on. We're caught in the suck, and it's about, you know, persevering through it.
Best shot.
It's a request that has become about as familiar to them and inescapable as Play That Funky Music White Boy was to Wild Cherry back in the mid-70s. And indeed, the members of Pipe are getting used to it now. It's sort of like being asked to sing your own name constant times while in concert. Something definitely they will play. And by the way, the song in question is Folsom Prison Blues, if you're not used to it by now. When Pipe opens up for Death Pop Radio at the release show for Medieval Electric, their radically different sounding second album, this coming Friday at Brower House in Lombard. Thanks to Eric Liljehorn for calling in and telling us just how that album totally differs from the first one. Yeah, the hard rock elements are there, but you definitely hear a lot more electronic. And Eric's voice, if it does remind you of Marilyn Manson, I wouldn't be too surprised. That's what I was going for, and initially I said it was like Al Jorgensen's from Ministry, but it has more of a Manson-esque quality to it if you listen to it just very carefully. Not that Eric's totally copying anything MM did word for word. Folks, I know my voice sounds awful, and I'm working on getting it back to speed here. It's this damn allergy season that has crept up on me, and it hits me hard every time because of house dust and allergies I've had since a kid for house dust and molds and pollen. They just really do a number on me, especially this time of year. So bear with me, and at least I haven't totally gone voiceless here. I am working, and yes, would even go to see a specialist if need be to just get my voice back, because I have to use it for radio. I can't just totally shut it down. Some awful good news, however. The trio that features Tracy Trouble and Lucy Decay is getting set to release their self-titled debut full-length album. They pressed it up on vinyl in a couple of different cool and neat-looking color variations. There's good old black vinyl, translucent pink vinyl, and translucent purple. You can pre-order this now on the Bandcamp link on their Facebook page, or you can go to The Empty Bottle this coming Wednesday, the 11th, as Awful has their official album release show, along with Lollygagger and Beastie. When I talked with Tracy Trouble back in the fall of 2021, I remarked how much her vocals and the band's musical style sounded a lot like 80s Joan Jett, and immediately she dismissed that comparison. Well, upon further close listen to that brand new album, I hear a Shirley Manson-esque quality to Tracy's vocals. Now, I'm going to leave the comparisons out of this because I know she dismissed it right away. What Awful does is truly original and not very copying or derivative. A couple of times I continue to check out Little Steven's Underground Garage on Sirius XM Radio, however, I can hear Awful getting a spot on there, if not a heavy rotation with this album. Cruise on down to The Empty Bottle and pick up a copy of this. It flat out rocks. And so many up-and-coming female-fronted garage bands will certainly have Tracy and her unique, angry but intimate vocal style to draw comparison to. The lead-off track to Awful's self-titled debut, available officially this coming Wednesday, Just Like Me. It is not a cover of Paul Revere and the Raiders, and it's here on Local Loft.
All right! Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you, Soul Fiction. Thank you, Mother Brother. Thank you, Wire. We are Hollywood's Messiah. Guy, I can barely talk.
That's why I can only give him
a microphone for one song. Ladies and gentlemen, Fred, C49X, on the guitar.
Chicago,
my city,
my bathroom!
I do have to!
This thing has really taken off for you and Lucy Decay and for Izzy. How did this whole thing get started for you with Hotless and Cyanol? When did you work this all in to get this all started and get it off the ground?
Well, a few years ago, we started the band, but we had a different drummer. And it was just kind of like one of those things where like, I'd talk to Lucy about, you know, getting together, and our old drummer, Jacqueline. We had gotten together previously, jammed like once, but I was going through a lot of things and like divorce and my dad having cancer, so it was all like just more casual, let's see what happens. And then, you know, we got together again and that was it. Like, it was a lot of fun. but then about a year into the band, Jacqueline left the band and because she's a mom and me to be there for her baby more. So I got Izzy Price on the drums, and she like recorded the EP, I think like 2 months later. That was like pretty quick and exciting getting all that together. And Lucy just happened to get a phone call from Izzy. Like, I was like so crushed. Jackson left the band, and I was like, oh my God, nothing worked out for me. When?
That Michael's high energy, angry voice, is that really the standout element to this band? The rhythm section with you and also your bassist, Kinsey Ring, that's also pretty driving, but I mean, Michael just stands out and he's really going to capture a listener's attention. Do you think that's the standout element of Lollygagger as far as your sound goes?
I think that's definitely one of them. Matt definitely has a very unique voice. His ability to scream is just incredible. Kinsey is a phenomenal bassist. And those are definitely the standout elements to the band for me.
Fight!
Talking Heads sang about CBGB and life during wartime. Paul McCartney and Wings name-checked Madison Square Garden and Venus and Mars Rock Show back in 1975. A specific band has always touched upon a specific venue they have played or have called their home away from home. Lollygagger has played Liars Club and plenty of other venues throughout the Chicagoland area, but only really name-checked Liars Club in that particular song. It's off their 2022 second full-length album, Total Party Kill, and Lollygagger hopes to keep the party alive and rocking with Awful during their self-titled debut album release show, not at Liars Club this coming Wednesday, but an Empty Bottle on Northwestern Avenue. For more details, you can go to either Lollygagger's Facebook page or Awful's. Terminus Victor is going to come all the way from the land of legends. That's the big campus bar down at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where they and REO Speedwagon hail from. It'll be quite a long, but hopefully quite a rockin' trip for Terminus Victor to Liars Club. For Friday night, they headline with Fetishist Sweet Milk and Imperfections. Go to TerminusVictor.com for more details. Music-wise, Terminus Victor doesn't really name-check any famous Chicago bar, at least one that's located near a famous landmark, the Cubby Bear, Wrigleyville, for example. But they certainly name-check that which bars Chicago drivers from getting from one place to another. And they use it in kind of a failed relationship sort of way. It's the lead-off track to Prevention Versus Intervention, the third album from Terminus Victor from the fall of 2013, The Hands of Gridlock, on Local Loft. We'll be right back.
like you do most everything. To propose a new law passed, to tell us all what to think, and he'll thank you. We'll be right back.
In the same way, there's nothing Renaissance about Medieval Electric, Death Pop Radio's second new album, music-wise. There's nothing really Renaissance, Jethro Tull, progressive rock-like in the music of Deep Tunnel Project. However, on the first of their two recent singles, Elysian Fields, if you are familiar with that Brooklyn, New York-based band who works in quite a lot of flutes and definitely conjures up images of Jethro Tull's most progressive period from the early to late 70s, you might understand where the connection comes from, but there really is no connection here. Deep Tunnel Project goes for a more melodic hard rock approach a la Foo Fighters. They play Friday night at Liars Club. You can go to their Facebook page, Deep Tunnel Project, for more details. Getting not-so-dark reviews from Illinois Entertainer this month is Repentance, who on their second album, The Process of Human Demise, certainly delivers. They had a bit of help along the way from Corey Beaulieu of Trivium and also Milo Silvestro, the new singer of Fear Factory. But truly, Repentance can rock on their own and doesn't need to fall back on their influences. They even make some pretty effective music videos. Even in a performance clip, the band seems like metal giants. Mostly, of course, this is due to the influence and direction of singer and founder Sean Glass, who 10 years ago I first interviewed when he was with Dirge Within as the founding member, singer, and guitarist. Repentance recently caught the attention of Atreyu and Memphis Mayfire and was on a co-headlining gig with both those bands at the Rave Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee back on September 22nd. The new music video for the second single off The Process of Human Demise has just hit YouTube, Down on the Water from Repentance on Local Loft.
Gearhart, and you're listening to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5, The Cat.
I hate to end this episode of Local Loft on a real downer, and I'm not talking about the state of my voice either, but I just read on Facebook, like so many of you out there who are fans of the Indiana-based hard rock band Gerhardt, their guitarist and singer Drew Gerhardt was in a really bad car accident this morning. Drew's mother posted that he was airlifted to a Chicago trauma center in critical condition. Include him in your prayers, and most definitely wish for a speedy recovery for Drew Gerhardt of Gerhardt. Because of this, the band has canceled all its upcoming shows. That includes an October 26th show at Finnegan's Pub in their native Dyer, Indiana. You heard Bring Me Down there from Gerhardt and a bit of my interview with them. Well, them introducing themselves anyway on the Cat 105.5 on March 31st of 2012. Secure a healthy future for your Chicago area metal, punk, alt rock, prog rock, or power pop band with a healthy dose of your music on this podcast throughout cyberspace around the world. Get me Tim Lamping your songs, MP3 wave FLAC, or send me a Bandcamp, Spotify, or other internet link. CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel, reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com, timcatdj@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll send you a mailing address before you send me anything physical. Stream every episode of this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, or the Podbean app. Download it on podbean.com. Not too long ago, during the days when melodic hard rock was a healthy fixture on active rock radio stations throughout the country, of course, the state of active rock radio nowadays is pretty unhealthy. You can hardly find a station that devotes time to original hard rock, let alone local original hard rock, because of the restricted corporate playlists. But as the Cat 105.5 rocked on throughout the year 2013, you could still find that kind of attention to original local hard rock on our station, Homegrown Tones. It went away for a while in late 2012, but was back in 2013. Red Novella was one of many bands trying to become the next Skillet, Sick Puppies, maybe even the next, dare I say it, Nickelback. I talked with singer Jeremy Feinberg in the Cat 105.5 studio, October 10th, 2013. We rock back to that. It's Tim Lamping, and yes, I will get my voice back 100%, and I'll talk soon to you.
Post giggles, Red Novella. 2, 3, 4.
The thought that got a hold.
Jeremy from Red Novella. You're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
The Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat. Whether they make your eardrums bleed or pay close attention to lyrics with a serious message, bands in the Southlands hard rock and metal scene are getting their point across to you by radio exposure. Thursday nights at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. They have lyrics that are far less deadly, bloody, and violent, and vocals where intense screaming doesn't aggressively drive a single message into your subconscious. Chicago's Red Novella plays metal of the mostly melodic progressive variety on their debut CD, Failure by Design. Their upbeat blending of melodic power chords and distinct harmony vocals help their fan base to grow, especially on Reverb Nation. They've shot up into the top 20 in the national metal charts there in just 2 months' time. They will have the chance to reach out to a more expansive group of listeners Sunday night at Mojo's in Joliet when they open up for I Empire featuring Stardog Champion with two former members of Breaking Benjamin. Joining us from Red Novella is Jeremy Feinberg. He keeps the driving drumming rhythm going, while the double melodic and sometimes screaming vocals of guitarist Jay Lovell and singer Mike Perez go head-to-head. There's a distinctive screaming vocal to it all. How do you feel that helps you draw more listeners? It seems to be like the unique quality of your music. That really adds a level of intensity to it. So how do you think adding that screaming vocal really helps to draw more listeners and more fans to your sound?
That's not the only thing we do, Tim. We're just trying to basically steal off of a lot of things that we really like and bands that we like and admire. And it's not just one thing. You just add a lot of melodic, a lot of heavy, and we just kind of try to mix that so it's not just one thing. We love the melody, and we love the harmony. Grew up on the Beatles and punk rock. Anything with a melody, absolutely love it. Like, things just have really brutal metal. Like, Three Down of Sanity is a band that really been getting into, As I Lay Dying, a lot of Topher's Engage, things like that. Just kind of getting into blending and not doing everything always 100% at every single time, just kind of doing everything. I think the dream is just kind of more intense. A lot of people really get into that, get out their aggression and everything.
Well, it's a very nice mixture, and yeah, I can see the Kill Switch influence, but you certainly aren't a bunch of wannabes, Jeremy. There's a lot of original sound, gets the adrenaline going. It'll kick in Sunday night when you open up for I Empire and Stardog Champion. One of four songs you'll find on Failure by Design, the debut release from Red Novella. Won't back down on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat. We'll be right back.
Kill like a thousand cuts, and it's you who has to live with the consequences and the blame. One distinct lyric I can pick out of the words and music of Red Novella, Won't Back Down. Mike Perez adopting a dual singing personality there. At any given moment, he just launches into a screaming frenzy. It's a unique sound on Failure by Design, the debut release by Red Novella. A lot of that they'll be playing when they open up for I Empire and Stardog Champion Sunday night at Mojo's in Joliet. For more details about that, mojosofjoliet.com. Drummer Jeremy Feinberg is on the line with us tonight. Let's talk about the lyrics a bit, because they're very aggressive and very intense in nature. I saw the influences on your Facebook page, everything from Vanilla Ice to Killswitch Engage. Do you have a specific message you're trying to get across in the lyrics to any of your songs, or is it just a diverse amount of messages like the music itself?
We try to be multifaceted, and really, I think, I didn't write most of the lyrics, but as a writer, I think you have your personal experiences and everything you draw from for what you're going through at the time and what's happening, but overall, I think we just try to make it a universal, something broad enough that, you know, everybody can get something out of it and take their own perspective from it.
You're going to get a more universal fan base by opening up for I Empire and Stardog Champion. How did you get involved with that? Was it through Chris of Mojo's? You've got incredible support from not only your record company, Gorilla Records, but you have Infested Records, which is a web-based record store and company out of Naperville, backing you guys. How did you first get involved with I Empire? I mean, this is a major step forward for you, a co-headlining gig like this.
We're direct support. Stardog Champion is going to be the co-headliner, so we're not quite doing a co-headline. We just got hooked up with Chris and some guys in the scene. I've seen that they were doing shows with some of the nationals coming through Mojo. I asked him who their contact was. I just hit up Chris. He really liked what he heard, and he was incredibly generous and, you know, getting us set up with everything. So it was really all through Chris at Mojo.
This is a really polished sound on a lot of these songs on Failure by Design. How different does it sound live on stage as opposed to being in the studio?
We try to keep it pretty much the same. We do play with some backtracks as far as like drum loops and 808s and bass drops. So we try to give the listeners the same experience except with the visual added in there.
Your sound man, Jeremy, has his work cut out for him to reproduce that exact sound you get in the studio, that radio-friendly polished sound on stage, even with all the technology at your disposal. But you'll have him hitting the rafters at Mojo's. It gets the adrenaline greatly flowing. It's stand-on-your-feet material you guys crank out. Just shooting up in the top 20 of Reverb Nation, I mean, that's some major recognition for you right there. That happened in such a short time. You're going to have quite an expanded fan base. They really dig a lot of the different elements, and you guys got a real diverse package. Quite a step forward that you're taking with the I Empire show. You made me a believer, Jeremy. I have high hopes for not only you, but Mike Perez, Emo Manuel, Jay Lovell, and Jeremy Hooley, who's your bass player. You'll be on the national circuit, much like Soil, Disturbed, and Rise Against. You'll be getting those big-time nationwide gigs pretty soon. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you so much.
We'll get to another one here that you can hear off the Failure by Design CD when you check out Red Nose Vela Sunday night with iEmpire and Stardog Champion. This is Broken Down on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
Drove it there.